White, Emma. St. Helena, California, September 3, 1907. Mrs. Emma White. My dear daughter Emma, I am very desirous of hearing from you. Will you please write me soon, even if you can send only a few lines? It would please me very much to get a letter from you. This morning I was able to rise at 4 o'clock and dress without disturbing any member of the family. After taking my cold bath, I sat down to write to you. I am able to continue my writing from early morning until evening. Then I put away my work. I am often surprised that my mind is so clear for the work of preparing articles. I am very thankful to my Heavenly Father for this clearness of mind, and that He gives me such precious thoughts. His word is full of comfort and hope. Light, precious light, is sown for the righteous, and truth for the upright in heart. W.C. White is away from home. He has attended the Los Angeles camp meeting. If we were both absent, our workers could not complete the writings we are preparing for publication. With my writing and reading these articles, I am kept diligently employed. My confidence in God is unshaken, notwithstanding some are departing from the faith and giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. My mind is clear, and my heart is stayed upon God. I thank Him with heart and soul and voice this morning that He blesses me with His peace and grace. I can say with the psalmist, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." Psalm 103, verse 1. He is good and greatly to be praised. Soon He will come to deliver His saints. The time of trouble has already begun. We hear continually of riots and accidents, or murders and robberies. Human life is no longer safe unless under the protection of God. God's servants must not be surprised that they meet with great difficulties and persecution at this time. In His day, the world's Redeemer, the Son of God, was shamefully treated by the people He came to bless. He had to go from city to city to ensure His safety, and this persecution followed Him until His work on earth was accomplished. I am so thankful that we have a faith that will stand the test of trial and opposition. As trouble in the world increases, the Lord's children will have to suffer. But the Word of God affords comfort and encouragement for such a time. Read the first and second chapters of 1 Corinthians. There are precious assurances here for the child of God. Paul is speaking to his brethren in the faith. Unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you, and peace, from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf, for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by Him, in all utterance, and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2-8. We have some understanding of what this waiting means. In the messages given me to bear, we are constantly seeking to confirm the faith of our people. The testimony of the Spirit of God today harmonizes with that given through the Apostle Paul. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Verse 9. I want you to read this chapter carefully, for it has been a great comfort to me. The Apostle continues, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." Verse 10. This we are trying to do. In our labors in different lines there is need of carefulness of speech, of watchfulness of each action, that through the grace of Christ the responsibilities that have been placed upon us may be borne in the Spirit of Christ and without any friction. I will not write you a long letter now, but will write again when I have time. We would be pleased if you could come and visit us. I have a gentle horse, and you could ride out whenever you pleased. You know how we are situated, away from the main road with its noise and dust. If you will come, I will send the means to bring you here. I will await your answer with much interest.